The Sharknet, Memories and Murder. Written by Robert Drew and read by Michael Carman. My mother was lying in bed awake in the dark. She'd turned out the light, but she couldn't go to sleep until I came home. My father was away again, on his annual Northwest boat trip, being a missionary for Dunlop, bringing rubber products to the back of beyond. She lay there steeling herself to get up and walk to the window in the dark. She couldn't turn on the light, because she needed to see out there. Finally, she took a deep breath, got up and walked to the window. She opened a gap in the Venetians and looked out into the garden. It must have been after 1 o'clock because the street lights were out, but when her eyes adjusted, she could clearly see the expanse of the front lawn from the Stockwell's fence on the left to the Dolan's fence on the right, and up the short grassy slope to the road. Dew had fallen, and a faint moonlight shone on the damp grass. The dew transformed the lawn from a daytime patchwork of superfine couch, buffalo, ordinary couch and clover into a smooth, silvery expanse. You couldn't make out the sandy patch where the builders had mixed their quicklime and cement 5 years before, and the grass had never grown properly since. It looked like a putting green. She thought she'd heard a noise, but there was no one there. Now she was up, she thought she'd go to the lavatory. She walked back across the bedroom from the window to the door and out into the hall. She went to the bathroom. As she came out, she heard Bill snoring, and she looked in on the children. Seeing my empty bed reminded her that I was now late home, and she began to worry. Something suddenly occurred to her. She'd left the back door unlocked for me. She thought she should lock it. When I got home, she could let me in. She was so fully awake now, there was no chance of her dropping off. It was on her way through the house to lock the door as she turned into the front hall past the high French windows, which opened onto the back terrace, that she saw the figure standing motionless on the terrace, pressed full length against the glass, looking into the house. The man was so close to her that she almost missed him. They surprised each other. He saw her at the same time, and his body squirmed and rubbed against the glass. His body and her body, separated by glass, were no more than 2 feet apart.